This is
the Town Crier.
In medieval England, town criers were the chief means of news communication with the people of the town, since many could not read or write. Proclamations, edicts, laws, and news were usually passed on to the general public by the town crier.
Good without God. That's a new mantra from the atheist propagandist in Fort Worth, Texas, as reported by ChristianPost.com. Welcome to the Town Crier Show. I'm your host, Matt Timmons. An atheist group called the Coalition for Reason has recently purchased billboards in the Dallas-Fort Worth area on buses that proclaim good without God. The article goes on to say, the ads plastered on the sides of Fort Worth's T buses declare, millions of Americans are good without God. The backdrop of the ad is an image of the American flag made up of faces of actual atheists and agnostic people. The coalition said the campaign is designed to raise awareness about people who don't believe in a God and to guide those interested to the 15 area non-theistic groups that make up the Dallas-Fort Worth Coalition. Now, before we get to the absolute stupidity of the messages on these billboards, I just want you to notice how militantly religious these so-called non-religious people are. It's funny, I think. All I hear from atheists is that they are against all religion in any form. They say that religion is a toxin and that it corrupts everything. It does not even occur to these people that they comprise a religion themselves. It's as plain as day. I mean, this is a form of proselytization that's going on right here. They are posting messages on billboards to get people to come to their little gatherings. What they are saying is that they want you to embrace a set of doctrines that they adhere to. They don't want you to believe this stupid Christianity thing. They don't want you to believe in a God. They want you to embrace their creeds, their faith. What's more is that they are inviting people to come and visit their little churches. That's what these groups are, like the Coalition for Reason. These are little congregations of atheists that gather together regularly, even weekly in some places, to fellowship with one another and encourage one another in their unbelief. And they have sacred writings that they diligently study, just like any other religion. I mean, Darwin's Origin of Species is one of the most beloved holy books of the atheists. And their prophets include people like Thomas Huxley and Thomas Hobbes, not to mention their more recent spiritual guides like Christopher Hitchens and Richard Dawkins. These are all prophets that they look to for a grounding in their faith. This is a religion, and it is a subversive religion at that, which we'll get to in just a few minutes. It was just a couple of weeks ago, I should point this out, a Christian Post again ran an article with the headline, Secular Humanism as Religious as Christianity. And it went through some of the religious parallels that atheism has to a religion like Christianity or any other religion like Buddhism or Hinduism. For one, it mentions the fact that Christianity has religious symbols, like the cross or the ichthus, the little fish sign. Well, atheism has a developing symbol of its own, that little Darwinian fish that you might have seen on the back of cars that you're driving down the highway past. And just like Christianity has pastors and clergy that are devoted to teaching the faith, secular humanism, atheism, agnosticism has public school teachers who indoctrinate children each and every day in the ways of their atheism and agnosticism. The materialistic worldview of atheism and agnosticism is a religion, and it is pitted adamantly against the Christian religion. And it is blatantly evidenced in this recent article about these atheist-endorsed billboards at Dallas-Fort Worth area. Why do I point this out? Why do I point out that this is a religion? Why do you need to hear that atheism and secular humanism is a religion? It's because if you are a Christian, you have to recognize that these people are out to get you. And you need to be on the lookout for a syncretistic faith. You know, syncretism is simply the process of melding two different and opposing religions. Now, this is what the Old Testament people were guilty of time and time again. It wasn't always that the Israelites back then were adamant converts to Baal or openly following Molech all the time. Yes, there were times when they were, but what is more problematic was that syncretism of Yahweh worship and Baalism. An example might be, yeah, sure, we can call him Yahweh, but he looks like a golden calf. Sure, you can come and worship Yahweh, but don't forget that you need to stop by the chambers of the temple prostitute to complete your worship of Yahweh. That's syncretism, melding the beliefs of Baalism and Yahwehism. Syncretism is that blending of belief systems and the melding of different religious practices. And that's what we need to be aware of. We need to be full-blooded Christians and not a person who has a mixture of Christianity and humanistic belief. Really, that's what this program is dedicated to. We're trying to help people to embrace a full-blooded, pure faith. You know, we've talked about marriage and divorce. We've talked about proper sexuality as opposed to transgenders and homosexuality. We've talked about the death penalty as opposed to imprisonment, which is a humanistic form of punishment. And in our last show, we even looked at how the church has compromised her purity to the humanistic world in regards to the beer church. Well, this show is here to help you develop that godly virtue of discernment so that you might be aware of the ever-increasing encroachment of humanism and that you might put it away so that you're not syncretistic in your faith, that you have a full-blooded, pure Christianity. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about whether or not you can be good without God. That's what these atheists are proclaiming in their billboards. That's what they are trying to proselytize you with. And we'll determine if what they say is true right after this. You've been listening to The Town Crier Show with Matt Timmons. If you would like to interact with this program or find out how you can advertise with us, email host@towncriershow.com or simply go to towncriershow.com. Hey, radio friends. Are you looking to improve your knowledge of the Scriptures? Do you wish your children could have a challenging Bible course as a part of their home education? Then why not check out the Scripture Knowledge Institute of Ashland? The Scripture Knowledge Institute of Ashland offers online classes in theology, Bible, and Christian literature. Each semester-length course is designed to help you and your children develop a deeper piety and a comprehensive knowledge of the Christian faith. The best part about it is, you don't have to leave the comforts of your own home. Web conferencing enables you to interact with the material through your very own computer. Class size is limited, so make sure you register soon. To check out the Scripture Knowledge Institute of Ashland, go to our website, towncriershow.com, and click on the Scripture Knowledge Institute link. We're back on the Town Crier Show, and we're trying to determine whether or not you can be good without God. That's what our atheist friends are saying out there. They're trying to proselytize you. They're putting up billboards, inviting you to their churches, telling you you can be good without God. If you are a good atheist, you can come to their church. Well, let's just take a look at some other items in the news, and maybe we will help to shine some light on the subject. Maybe we can determine from the news if you can be good without God. Now, this piece comes from the Christian Post again. It's a piece that was written back in March of this year. The headline reads, "Atheist Group, Trade Your Bibles for Porn." The article begins by saying, "A campus atheist group began its attention-seeking Holy Book for Porn program on Monday at the University of Texas in San Antonio. For 3 days, members of the Atheist Agenda, which I believe is another atheist congregation, something of a college outreach, I suppose. For 3 days, members of Atheist Agenda will give students pornographic magazines in exchange for any religious text as a part of their annual Smut for Smut campaign. Leaders of the atheist group argue that religious books contain violence, spark religious wars, advocate for the mistreatment of women, and are therefore no better than pornography." Can you believe this? I think that sums it up quite well, doesn't it? Can you be good without God? Well, if you find the mass distribution of pornography to be a good thing, well, yeah, I guess you can be good without God. I mean, it's fine and hunky and dory. Just go out there and pass out your pornography, shine lewd pictures of women before people's eyes. That's a nice thing. That's just something your friendly atheist would do. Do you see Christians out there passing out lewd pictures of women? Do you have Christians telling you that you can go ahead and indulge your carnal pleasures all you want? Of course not. The worst thing you get from a Christian is a tract that says, if you repent of your sins and turn to Jesus Christ, then you can go to heaven. Oh, that's terrible. But the atheists, they'll gladly give you an issue of the latest Playboy so that you can go out there and fornicate as much as you please. And that reminds me of a college campus I recently heard of where they were passing out condoms and information about so-called safe sex. They weren't interested in people having meaningful and lifelong monogamous relationships at all. They just thought that you were a bunch of advanced monkeys, so you're unable to control your primordial animal-like instincts when it comes to sex. And they were saying, you know, when you're in heat, just like a dog or just like a cat, just make sure you don't procreate. You don't want any children getting in the way of your life, do you? You don't want any children making it so that you can't go out and fornicate, do you? You know, that's the good old atheist. So loving and caring for you and your promiscuous lifestyle, and so caring for the next generation. You know, speaking of rampant sexual activity and conceiving illegitimate children, here's another article that might give us a little more insight into whether or not you can be good without God. This is from LifeNews.com. Headline reads, United States sees 53 million abortions since Roe v. Wade in 1973. We've hit a new landmark in our nation, 53 million abortions in just over 30 years. You know, being that the Christian worldview says, thou shalt not kill, I think there's only one other place where you can find the permission of mass murder of innocent children, and I believe it's from the religion of hate. You know, call it what you will, unbelief, atheism, secular humanism, materialistic worldview, call it what you want, it is the religion of death. And it is the religion of rampant sexual promiscuity. And it just shows you that what the Bible says is true. The love of the wicked is cruel. Yeah, I'm just your friendly neighborhood atheist. I'm a good guy. I'm good without God. So go ahead, fornicate all you want. We'll kill your children, all that you please. Don't worry, we are here for you. I could go on and on with examples here. You know, here's another article on the number of people in prison today. Did you know that back in the 1970s, there were 240,000 people who were incarcerated? But today, due to the radical influence of humanism through our public schools and through other means that these people have used to break down the underlying Christian system in this nation, there are now over 2.3 million people crowding our prisons. You know, America is proud to tout the highest incarceration rate in all the world. You know, can we be good without God? You know, this is absurd. If you think you can be good without God, how come we have over 2 million people sitting behind bars today? We've been telling our children in the public school system that God doesn't exist for at least 50 years now. And we've been legislating in our nation from a humanistic perspective for over 100 years. We should have an angelic utopia by now. But we've got people spilling out of our prisons by the masses, overcrowding the places. What's the deal? Can you be good without God? I think that these articles speak for themselves, don't you? You know, the fact of the matter is, you don't even have a sense of what good is without God. God is the only one who can impose a standard for measuring goodness. When you eliminate God, you throw the possibility of discerning good from evil right out the window. Everything becomes relativized. Everything becomes bland with regard to your choice, whether it's good or evil. There is no good and evil. There is only choice. It's like the debate I once saw between some atheists and some Christians on a college campus. The main attack that the atheist group used was the moral argument. You know, they went through this gruesome story about a woman being raped and murdered. They didn't spare any of the details either. They in essence said at the end, if that kind of thing can happen, how can there be a God? You know, it doesn't even occur to them that God can, in his sovereignty, can allow evil to happen. And in his infinite greatness, he can have a purpose for evil, using evil for his good purposes. That doesn't even fit into their system. You know, but during the question and answer time, you know, I put the question back on them. I asked them, how could they account for evil in the world? And to the great amusement of the audience who was watching, the atheist fellow said, I actually don't believe that there is evil. You know, the place just rumbled with chuckles. It was obvious that this guy certainly did believe in evil. Otherwise, he and his team would have never even posed a gory story in the first place. How can you be outraged at a story of rape and murder if you don't believe in evil? I have to give the guy some credit, though. No matter how stupid he sounded, the guy was trying to be consistent. He recognized that he did not have a standard for judging morality. He had rejected God, and he had rejected the law of God, and he realized that he had no basis whatsoever for determining the difference between good and evil. And now, that was a debate, and it was an esoteric one. It is obvious that men and women, no matter what religion they are, they have some sense of morality. And that's because God has written it on their hearts. He has imposed his standards on them to some degree. And as soon as that guy, that atheist fellow, leaves that auditorium, he's going to be making all sorts of moral decisions. The bottom line is this, though. You cannot have good without God. When you eliminate God, you open the door for all kinds of cruel and evil things. You yourself might not be a flaming, raging rapist, but without an absolute moral standard for governing life, you pave the road for the rapist. In a sense, you become an accomplice in the rape because you have given your approval to it in saying that there is no standard by which to be measured. Now, I recognize that what this billboard is actually saying is that there are many friendly people out there who happen to be atheists. I recognize that, and sure, I understand. You might not be an axe murderer. You might live a quiet life and keep to yourself and demonstrate some form of outward goodness most of the time. And yeah, I acknowledge the fact that there are many people out there who are good little Pharisees. There are many atheists who I wouldn't mind living next to or having as my neighbor. What I'm saying is that you have no basis for that morality that you hold to. You only have it because you steal your principles from the Christian worldview, and by the grace of God, you're being restrained from following the impulses of your wretched heart and living out logically the conclusions of your worldview. You can boast of having lived a decent life. That's your prerogative, but that's nowise due to anything you've done. Your relative goodness is only due to the restraining hand of God that you don't acknowledge. He is simply keeping you from being consistent in your beliefs and allowing you to follow the logical outcome of your life. And I don't want you for a minute to think that your life is by any means impeccable. Your paltry goodness is by no means pure and entire. You know, there's a great story in the Bible where a man comes to Jesus and says, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus responds by saying, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone." And what Jesus is saying is, there is no one in this world besides me, the Son of God, who is good. Sure, there might be some people who are likable and somewhat friendly. There may be many people who put on a facade of kindness much of the time, but in their heart of hearts, they're full of wickedness. There's only one who is truly good, and that's God. It's Jesus Christ. And the only way you can become good is through the power of his goodness coming in and cleansing you and beginning to change you from the inside out. You know, that's, I think, the real difference between the atheist crowd and the Christianity. You know, the atheist crowd is so pompous that they will actually think that they are good. They are so arrogant, so puffed up in their own imagination, that they will put on a billboard and say, "Look at how wonderful I am. Look at how good I am." You know, how good is that? You know, how good is the pride there? That is the epitome of evil, thinking that you're so good. Christians, on the other hand, we're people who just bow our heads and beat our breasts saying, Lord, forgive me, a sinner. And we're people who confess with the Apostle Paul, the guy who's looked to as the super apostle. We confess with him, what a wretched man I am. Who will save me from this body of death? Thanks be to the Lord Jesus Christ. We submit our lives to him because we recognize that we are not good. And we ask him to save us from all our evil sins. A Christian has humility like that. It just goes to show you the vast chasm there is between the secular humanist, the atheist, the agnostic, and the Christian worldview. And the message that we are communicating today is one we've covered in every episode so far. When it comes down to morality and what is truly good, the atheist, the agnostic, secular humanist does not have a clue. And if you really want a guide for goodness, you cannot look to any man for it. You've got to look to the revealed word of God found in the Bible. The love of the wicked is cruel. It will not get you anything good. It is only going to bring harm, as we've seen in this episode. It only causes pain and sorrow. But if you want true goodness, you've got to admit that you're not good. And you've got to turn to Jesus Christ. And you've got to begin to follow what is inscribed by God in his holy word, the Bible. That is the only way that anyone will truly be good. I'm Matt Timmons, and you're listening to The Town Crier. You've been listening to The Town Crier Show with Matt Timmons. If you would like to interact with this program or find out how you can advertise with us, email host@towncriershow.com or simply go to towncriershow.com.
Are you looking for a great gaming experience? Are you tired of those silly video games? Then why not check out CrashCombatGames.com? Crash Combat is a high-end laser tag with all kinds of missions to choose from. I've had a chance to play, and I have to tell you, it is awesome. The equipment is simply amazing. In talking with the field commander, I found out that he spared no expense when it comes to engineering of these guns and all the equipment. Of course, I really didn't need to talk to him to realize this. Handling it speaks for itself. And the best part about Crash Combat is that he brings the game to you. You don't need to travel anywhere. All you need is an area where you can play, like a woods or a farm or a warehouse. In all reality, you could execute missions right at the office or in your own backyard. For more information, or to schedule an afternoon of unbelievable fun, go to CrashCombatGames.com and make sure you tell them that you heard it from the Town Crier.